You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
The Unemployment Insurance Fund is working to fast-track payments to workers who couldn't earn an income under the latest adjusted level 4 lockdown restrictions in South Africa. This is being done through the COVID-19 Temporary Employment Relief Scheme. Furthermore, government announced that the UIF will also be supporting those that have lost their jobs as a result of the recent unrest in KZN and Gauteng. For more details on the story, I'm joined by Mzwanele Yawa, who is the chief director of the UIF. Mzwanele, thanks so much for your time. First of all, how many applications from individuals that were impacted by adjusted level 4 lockdowns have you received so far?
So far, we've received 4,826 applications for lockdown level 4 tests.
And of those applicants, sir, how many have been paid?
Well, the payment is going to start today, according to our resolutions at NEDLAC. So from last week, it was applications to come, and now those are being processed and payments will start anywhere from 3 days from now.
And will the TERS scheme also apply for adjusted level 3?
Well, no, because the categories of people we were to pay under adjusted level 4 have all been released back into business and into operations in terms of adjusted level 3. So it appears that there is not yet anyone within those that were affected by level 4 that remain affected in level 3.
And Mzwanele, have you found the process to pay workers directly as opposed to paying them through their employers to be more efficient? Or put differently, are you expecting it to be more efficient given that payments are in the process of being paid?
Indeed, because, you know, at the moment we press pay here. It does not go to somebody else's account who must also press pay to each of those persons. In the memorandum of agreement that we had at the time, we were paying first to employers and then employers pay the workers. We had said upon receipt of the money, they must at least have paid it over to the workers within 3 days. So you find that depending on banks, if from our bank to that other employer's bank, it takes 2 or 3 days to reflect whilst we pressed paid today, then they have got 3 days to pay, adding another week or so. But if we pay directly to the worker, the period is far shortened. So we are confident that it's going to be more efficient.
But what about those employers who were paying their workers on time and the full amount? Will they also have to be sidestepped this time around, and will their employees be paid directly?
I hope I understand your question. I understand your question to be, if an employer pays his or her workers and then claim from us, will we still pay to the workers still? And the answer is no. In the current regime, and precisely to make this thing go faster, we have said the other method where it could go even far faster is the employer paying their workers and apply for us to refund them. And there they simply attach proof that they paid their workers. And when we pay, it becomes faster as well because the money just goes to the employer as a refund and that's it. So the point I'm making is that employers who choose for speed of the whole process to pay their workers and claim from us, that's very excellent. You would be happy with that. You would know that there may still be some one or two employers somewhere who pay their workers other than by a bank method for some reason. And in those situations, the employer paying the employees and again demanding applying for a refund from us is even more smoothier. So we encourage that.
And how many outstanding payments are you currently sitting with from the previous TERS lockdown scheme? And when will these payments likely be made?
We received a report from a task team I set up as an acting commissioner to look into that so that we close this question once and for all. The report we have, which we have distributed or we are distributing to NEDLAC for a meeting on Wednesday, is that there is not a person who applied and qualified for payment of TERS who has not been paid. those that are said to be backlogs. It's employees who, some of them, when we verify either at Home Affairs if there is such an ID or if such a person is still alive, such a person is not in jail, and such a person is known truly as a worker, even from SARS. All those that failed that verification are the ones who have not been paid. And we communicated with all those employers who applied to say, these people, sometimes the bank account is the bank rejects this bank account, or sometimes these people are not verifiable either at SARS or Home Affairs. Come back to us, and so that we correct it. None of them came back, which makes us conclude that even on their side, these are not employees who legitimately should have been paid. So in short, we have on our side no employee who qualifies for TERS and was applied for who's still not yet paid.
Can we move on to the applications for those who lost their jobs from the recent riots? What is the process to be followed by applicants there?
We are going to communicate to employers. We are polishing some things. The process we want to use is where we give to the employer a spreadsheet or such system where each employer enters the details of their worker and send a total to us. Yeah, we have seen that as efficient in the test system than if we have each of the employees by themselves applying, because some of them may have had their documents and related affected in the situation. So we are going to ask employers to do the same, apply for their workers, send it to us because we get a bulk application. If there's a clarity to make on the application, we deal with one person, which is the employer, who knows and has got information and everything that we may need about each worker who works for them. And that's going to be faster. We're also using that to avoid people standing in queues, because then queues in our labor centers and such places become a risk of a spreader of COVID. So if the employer applies for them, we are confident we're going to move as fast as we do when we pay tests. So yes, employers must apply for the employees.
And how long is this support likely to last?
The support is likely, in terms of the Unemployment Insurance Act, because we are using your credits, we're using your, what to call it, credits, for lack of better word, is your savings, because this is an insurance. The Act says you can be paid under that scheme up to a year.
Okay.
If we have not yet got a different employment. So the hope is that between the time you start to receive, if your credits are equal to a payment for a year, you can, the longest is a year. And of course, if by the end of a year you didn't get a job, then that's where it can end. But if you get a job earlier than that, you still keep your savings, and then we stop paying you because now you are in an employment. So in short, the longest is a year, but it depends on your credits.
All right. So thanks so much for your time. We'll leave it there. Mzwanele Yawa, the Chief Director of the UIF.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.